Kellen Grady joining us right now. Kellen, part of the all-tournament team. And Kel, looking at this game, just give us through your eyes what just transpired here this afternoon.
I mean, I'm at a loss of words right now, but today was just, it's an unbelievable feeling for all of us. I mean, this is what every kid dreams of. And I mean, minus the seniors, none of us have ever got to this point. And it's just a dream come true for all of us. And today's win, today's tournament run, the way we finished the regular season, it's just a testament to our toughness, our resiliency, our togetherness. It's just, I'm so happy right now for our team, for our guys, for our coaching staff, who just put endless hours and working to get better. You know, we started the season off 5-6, 0-1 in conference play. And then to not hang our heads and to stick with our principles, stick with our beliefs, listen to our coaches and believe in one another, and then to come up victorious in the conference tournament and get to go dancing. It's just an unbelievable feeling, and I know we'll cherish this moment forever.
Peyton Aldridge joining us as well. Peyton, the MVP of this tournament. How do you look at this last stretch of games culminating here in D.C., stage like this? We've talked about it before, coming out, seizing the moment, and cutting down the nets.
I mean, words can't describe it. I mean, it's an amazing feeling just to be out there with these guys, my brothers, and to be able to bring this home. I mean, Coach talks about how we need to get better throughout the year, and we've done that, and we're playing our best basketball right now, and it's a great feeling.
How much are you guys confident? I know you were confident coming into this tournament, but believing that you really couldn't lose, because from my seat, any close game, I'm expecting to win. Has that been the same?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely believe that we can execute down the stretch. And we're really, I mean, Coach harped back in Hawaii when, you know, the season, not everything was looking that optimistic. And we always stressed that we want to be our best in March. And I think there's no doubt in any of our minds that we're playing our best basketball right now. And after coming up victorious in this conference tournament, that's even more of a reason to solidify our belief that we're going to do well in the tournament, have a very good shot in winning in the NCAA tournament. So. We're definitely feeling confident right now.
You guys have been playing tremendous basketball together as a duo, but I want you to touch on some of the other guys today that have stepped up game after game, you know, adverse situation after another, and have just continued to rise to the occasion.
Yeah, I mean, the guys have been incredible. I mean, Rusty yesterday stepping up big. Keyshawn today knocking down threes in the first half. I mean, Keyshawn on defense, guarding E.C. Matthews, making everything tough for him. I mean, they've just been doing a great job, and I mean, they've just been progressing throughout the year as well, and they couldn't do it without them, and they're just playing their best basketball.
In this game in particular, the adversity you guys faced, I think it was a stretch maybe 0-10, I believe, from the field where they came back, it got tight, took the lead back. What was the sense on the sideline with you guys when you went through that stretch and were really searching for a bucket?
Yeah, I mean, they're a great team, and we knew that they could get up in us and make a run. So we just wanted to not lose our poise and just stay focused. And we knew we'd be able to find a basket, and Kellen was able to get to the rim and give us that lead back.
Talk about that shot. Baseline, Langevin's coming over. It was a beautiful floater as you were going to the rim. Big conversion.
Yeah, I mean, it's a play that we've run a lot in the last 3 or 4 weeks, and we've been fortunate enough to have a lot of success. And you know, when Peyton sets a ball screen, The defense is going to have a tendency to stay with Peyton. So luckily, I mean, if I were to use the ball screen, they would have stayed with Peyton. Hopefully, I would have had a driving lane. And if I refused it, there's no help except for at the rim. And I was lucky enough to get it over Langevin's extended arm, who's a terrific shot blocker. So definitely a gratifying feeling. And again, it's just a testament again to our coaching staff and having beliefs in what we've had success with and going with that. You know, when we needed a basket, I think that was our first field goal in 13 minutes. So, again, a testament to our coaches and us believing in each other.
Just a couple more for you. One for you, Kel. I'll come back to you, Peyton. Take me down to the defense against E.C. Matthews there late in the game.
Shade is left hand, and hope that if he's going to make a play, he's going to beat us, it's going to be going right. And luckily we were able to keep him on his right hand, and he ended up passing it off to Jeff Dowen, who, if that were to go in, that would have been a really tremendous shot, a difficult shot, falling away from the basket, going across your body. So, I mean, our scouting report was to try to keep E.C. Matthews off his left hand, and Keyshawn, who was on him for probably 30 of the 40 minutes, did a tremendous job. He's a good player. He still scored around 20 points, I think. But again, it was just to force him right, because we were going to have our help defense there. So.
And Peyton, back to the tournament. You get to take this guy with you. How sweet is this one for you? You just keep adding.
Just, you know, getting into the tournament freshman year, getting that taste, we wanted to make it back, and it's unbelievable. I mean, I wouldn't want anything else. I mean, these guys are incredible. I wouldn't want to be on any other team except for these guys.
Well, guys, I appreciate your time. Congratulations. It was fun for us to watch, to call. On to the big dance you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.